This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
And the Plastic Man is none other than Captain Ryan Lambert at Cajun and Fishing Adventures, and we take you down there to Burris now. And Ryan, I'm looking at the river level somewhere around 11. Boy, it really jumped, huh?
Yeah, it jumped up. It was supposed to be 2.9 in March about 3 weeks ago, and now, boy, with all the snow and rain and all those events throughout the Mississippi Valley, it jumped up. Oh, man.
Yeah, you guys live and die with that river. What's that going to mean for a high river that high this spring? Do you think you're predicting a spillway opening, maybe?
No, that's 17. It's flood stage. It's not even high. It's going to crest at 12.7. So, you know, that just gets to the parking lot. That's not bad at all.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we don't get any more of that, you know, conditions.
Well, we will, because there's a ton of snow up north, but a lot of it's in the east. So the east got hammered, and we won't get all of that if it's east of the Ohio. You know, it just depends on how much comes down to Ohio. But, you know, it is what it is. I mean, I lived 10 years with a flood stage river, and we still catch fish.
So, yeah, you just have to go to different places.
You just have to learn to adjust. I mean, good thing is, it's building land. You know, that's the good thing about having a high river. It's working.
You know, I was thinking about you this week because I've been hearing on the news about this Doge and Elon Musk and these millions and billions of money that's being thrown away, and I'm going, why couldn't that money? It would take a fraction of that money to do what we need to do here to rebuild the Louisiana coast.
You know, they're talking about billions. They find $20 billion in this fund and $2 billion in that fund. It doesn't take me. Look what I did with $1 million. And hopefully I can get the CPRA and the wildlife fishery to come together for me and give me an okay, because they want to give me another $10 million and build 25,000, 30,000 acres, and it can be done so easily. So I'm just waiting. I've been fighting the battles, you know.
Is anybody in Washington screaming for this? I mean, you know, they're going to have awful lot of money. They're talking about giving every taxpayer 20% of the total back, in $5,000. Man, there's so many uses for that, and I can't think of a better one than to save the state of Louisiana.
Yeah, me and you, but again, it's self-interest, but they're too busy yelling at each other, screaming at each other to scream for that. But, you know, I'm going to get some more money. I just got to get these legal hurdles out the way. And when I do, I'll get some more money, and I will build. Wherever the river's touching, I can build. So it's coming, you know, it's in the habitat. You know, they can say everything they want about our ducks. But if there's not a piece of aquatic vegetation from Venice all the way into Lake Buff, there's no food. You know, why would they come here if there's no food for them? How could they possibly stay here if there's no food? So, you know, we have to get our house in order. Because the most populous duck in there is a mallard. We don't have any mallards anymore.
Yeah.
You know, we used to be able to kill all the mallards, you know, limits of mallards everywhere from the Zalmas and Chaffalai and all. In the west, there was mostly mallards at Oak Grove and places like that.
Pecan.
Well, now there's none.
Yeah,
now there's none. We have no habitat. We have no food. The model ducks are going downhill right and left. Look at all the model ducks where I built that land. There's thousands of them. So it's habitat loss. You know, we've lost 2,400 square miles of land, but we've lost 10,000 square miles of habitat. Ducks don't eat land, they eat habitat.
I've always said I never thought it was a lack of technology or the know-how or the resources to do it. It was always a lack of money. I was always questioning, where would this money come from? Well, there's plenty of money now. There's so much money.
There's always been plenty of money. They printed out everything they wanted. They printed everything they wanted. It's just getting your hands on some of it, you know, to build Louisiana. And then you got to have the will. I mean, look, they got Mid-Bash shut down right now. The will's there, the project's there, but yet politics got in the way to shut it down.
Yeah.
So we have to get our own house in order. So hopefully we can get that done. You know, we'll open that one up and do some more further up north and bring our estuaries back, and we'll have ducks again. You know, it might take a little while to imprint them. I mean, there's a lot of ducks staying up north now because, you know, the cornfields and such. You know, a lot of people believe in shortstopping, and I'm sure some of that's true. But if we get the habitat, look, it's been a pretty cold winter, you got to admit.
Oh, it's 10 inches of snow in New Orleans, I'd say.
So I'm going to go fly fishing today. I'm going to catch some redfish. And the boys, everybody, the redfish weren't everywhere yesterday, but they whacked them real good. Everybody caught their limit. We're not really fishing trout because of the winds and the cold right now, but they're still there because I caught some the week before I went to Mexico. We caught them. So they're there. So we just have to get some good weather to go get them.
Well, today's the window day. Tomorrow looks like a pretty much a wash.
100% chance of rain. Yeah, I canceled my fly fishing trips for tomorrow because of that.
Yeah. So what is your favorite fly for those reds and drum?
You know, I like this purple fly with a chartreuse on the top. You know, I like that. And I like one black with some red flakes coming off the back, some red flash. Mm-hmm. Depends on the time of year. But right now, the shrimp a little, and they chase it down the banks, eat them shrimp. So I like something that looks like a small shrimp, kind of a... But I always like a little chartreuse there because the shrimp's tail is a chartreuse. Yeah. And I tell you what, the shrimp this year is going to be crazy. I mean, the oyster fishing, catching them in their drags. Had my buddy go fish live bait yesterday. Caught 16,000 in 45 minutes.
Woo! I put my order in.
Yeah. there's going to be a ton of shrimp this year. And there's a lot of fish not going to be there to eat them. You know, we had a mass kill off for specks and reds throughout the whole state. So crabs and shrimp ought to be fabulous this year. So, you know, it's cycles and Mother Nature takes care of herself. And, you know, you just got to be out here to see it. You just can't sit at home and hear about stuff and call it facts, you know?
Yep.
So, I don't know.
Go get some of that good experience today, and we'll catch up with you next week. In the meantime, somebody wants to book a trip down there, tell them how to do it.
Oh, they can go to CajunFishingAdventures.com and check out the website or call me direct at 504-559-5111.
I also got a picture of you on my website that needs to be updated.
I bet now I'm old, huh?
You were real young when we took that picture. So was I.
I got a really quick story. I'm in Mexico, and I'm doing an all-day duck hunt because I couldn't quail when I hurt my wrist. Well, I took a little nap in the middle of the day. I woke up, my hands all swollen. I looked, a freaking rattlesnake bit my hand while I was sleeping. Can you believe that?
And the rattlesnake died, right? Immediately.
Well, I hope he did because my hand was all swollen up, but he did get me good. He didn't put the poison in. Yeah. And it went down. I didn't go to the doctor.
Well, I have a pet snake, and I'm not afraid of snakes. But a poisonous snake, so a venomous is really the correct term. I got an agreement with him. If a venomous snake bites me, he dies first.
Well, I don't know if this will die, but he sure got a mouthful.
Well, be careful out there, buddy. We'll see you next week.
All right, buddy. See you.
Captain Ryan Lambert, bitten by a rattlesnake. Didn't go to the doctor, but this looks like it was fatal to the snake. All right.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.